Bow Valley SPCA. I've always felt this is such a wonderful little local resource that we have. I still remember before they had their no-kill, no-cage adoption shelter, when the vet clinics were helping them out, sort of acting as temporary shelters for these dogs. And then when the big new facility was unveiled, it was a very exciting time.
It fits right in with our community values of loving our pets.
Absolutely.
And having a great place where we know that there are dogs that aren't going to just be euthanized there's no space for them. There's space and love for all these pets to find forever homes. I'm constantly on their website on the adoption page.
I know, me too.
I just like puppies.
The dogs tend to move through there, but some of the cats have been there for a long time. So if you're looking for a cat, there's some really lovely felines up for adoption right now at the Bow Valley SPCA. And a couple of ways to support our lovely no-kill, no-cage adoption shelter too. A little fundraising barbecue going on today at the Brick in Canmore Crossing. Stop by anytime between 11 and 5. Hot dogs and pop for $4 or burger and pop for $5 with all proceeds supporting the SPCA. Really fun event going on tonight and tomorrow night too. It's called Pats for Pets Cover Fest. So we've got local musicians. Andrew Cotter from Elk Run and Ride is going to be going as Dave Matthews. Scott McDonald is The Strokes. Heather Jean Jordan is Patsy Cline. The Ramblin' Hey Ho Haws, that's Gary Gonis's band. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And Sam Bailey will be doing Weezer. So they're going to be doing a bunch of cover tunes. Admission by donation with all proceeds, again, supporting the Bow Valley SPCA. Sounds like a fun idea. I think it's going to be a cool night.
Not only do I love all these local musicians, but to see them actually do sort of impersonation covers, I can totally picture Gary Gonis as Tom Petty.
I can see that actually. Yeah, you're right. Melissa's tonight and Tavern 1883 in Canmore tomorrow night. Both shows start at 9 o'clock.